Sounds like an SOS.
Holy whack! You're fucking right!
To the rap mobile. Let's go.
Let's get down.
Tidbits.
I don't got no time to play around. What is this? Must be
podcast. Hell yeah! Ahoy, Mon Braves. Apart from the sound of that car, it is actually a perfect evening for recording. I'm out on a little spooky stroll after what turned out to be pretty much a shit show of a day. But still, this is quite a tasty evening. So I thought, why not record a little episode of Tidbits Pod for you. So this one we could probably call like Tidbits Pod After Dark or The Late Night Love Sessions. Something like that. Do you ever listen to... It's a late night radio. It's all stuff like, I've got a message here from Dennis. He wants to send love to his beautiful wife, Elaine, and has requested some Teddy Pendergrass because that's the music that they love to bang to. Ah, thanks, Dennis. Isn't that sweet? Anyway, here's Close the Door. As you know, they probably wouldn't play Close the Door. It would be, they love a bit of Luther Vandross. Like, they'll always play Dance With My Father, even though that song is not sexy at all. About a grieving son. But, like, yeah. I hope you're not done fucking yet, guys. Because here comes some Luther. And you're going to be fucking crying. But anyway, what have we all been up to? Oh, sounds good. Lovely stuff. But here's a little gripe I've had this week. I had a test the other day. You know those multiple choice... Yeah, the multiple choice questions with all of the above in them. Like if it's... if all of the above is correct, then simple logic means that nothing... is wrong. You can't get that wrong. Like, I did an exam a few days ago, and the question was like, I can't remember the question, but it was, let's just say it was like, which of these numbers is between 1 and 10? Is it A, 1? Oh no, that wouldn't be correct. Whatever. Is it 2? Is it 3? Is it 7? Or all of the above? And the answer they want is all of the above. But if you answer 7, is that wrong? I don't know. It's an absolute swindle. Like sort of, is the sun far away, hot, or in space, or whatever? Or all of the above? And if you don't pick all of the above, then apparently it's wrong. So... got swindled out of a little test this week. That was annoying. But I normally like a multiple choice. Like I remember I was doing a paddy course, like learning how to scuba dive out in Honduras, and this exam, they had a question. It was like, Mindy is thrashing around below the water. She's jerking around, and she's like her regulator has come away from her face and she's struggling to breathe. Is she A, doing a pre-dive safety check? Is she B, having a lovely time? Is she C, giving the okay signal? Or D, drowning? Just so obvious. It's like, that's the level of sort of multiple choice I was expecting, but oh no, all of the above fucked me over. But before I turn into Captain Birdseye here and waffle your socks off, instead, by popular demand, or no demand whatsoever, or all of the above, I'm going to read a little story from tibballstravels.com. So it's been a while since one of them, isn't it? So... and talking of diving, actually, well, generic stories of water in the sea. This one is all about when I was sick on a dolphin. You might remember PTM sort of said about this story, and I probably told him a real fantastic version of it, but yeah, here's the one from the official blog, posted on June 13th, 2016, back when I was young and interesting, and it's called Zanzibar, Vomit, a Condom and Dolphins. And now what I'm going to try and do as well, I'm going to try and read this whilst walking down Tithe Pit Hill. So, you know, if you do hear me stumbling over my words or my feet, it's all a bit of extra flavour, isn't it? So here we go. Yeah, here we go. Swimming with dolphins is one of those activities that tops many a bucket list. Coming face to face with some of the most beautiful, intelligent and dignified creatures that planet Earth possesses. This post is to encapsulate my first encounter with them and to make sure that as I continue to tell this story in the future, I don't lose the actual events amongst exaggeration and hyperbole. When I mention we in this story, these are the beautiful bunch to whom I refer. Ah yeah, and then there's a picture of me with all the lovely people I was with then, same crew that we climbed Kilimanjaro. But yeah, tell you what, I'll put all the pictures together on the Instagram. But alright, yeah. After a long and eventful journey, we made it to Zanzibar. Eventful journey. Stuck in an airport for ages, and yeah, there's some crazy lady and stuff. But yeah, after a long and eventful journey, we made it to Zanzibar. What a place. Every single view that it presented to us was like a reward for putting up with all of the delays and an infuriating woman at the airport. Some of us put up with her better than others. I think I wrote that because I gave her a little snidey comment and oh, pathetic. But anyway, yeah, I loved it. We had what seemed like our own little undisturbed portion of paradise. This is all extremely high praise because I'm not really a beachy kind of guy. And that's still true. The full narrative of whilst we were there escapes me. I remember we arrived just in time to watch England lose to Italy on penalties. So yeah, talking about Euro 2012. And then it all merges into a lovely blur of barbecued food in Stone Town, lots of exploring, fresh fruit, volleyball, sunshine, and konyagi. The konyagi is the local firewater. I'd describe the taste as the sweet spot between gin and vodka. I mean, that's how things have changed. I can't imagine even. But anyway, yeah, it sounds foul, but trust me, this stuff is great. It comes in pouches as above, so I'll put a picture of the pouch. And what you do is either decant the pouch nicely into some fruit juice, or do just what we did and shoot it straight out of the bag. Anyway, let me tell you about the dolphin boat trip. I don't know exactly how the opportunity came along, but one morning I was swept up from my lazy slumber and into the frenzy of, let's go swimming with dolphins, it's less than 20 quid. So I was like, oh yeah, why not? Skip to the beach. And I'm assuming skip time, and we didn't all skip to the beach, but maybe we did. Jump rope at the beach. After what seemed like a short van journey, we walked from the road, past a little building, down through some trees, and then into the sand. Sat near the edge of the water was the boat. Up to this point, I had imagined that the whole situation was going to be very easy. Perhaps we'd be in one of those big glass bottom boats that you see in cruise adverts. Sailing elegantly through mirror calm water. Instead, The boat was just what looked to my eyes like a series of gammy planks all nailed together and lashed together like a rushed art project made on the bus on the way to school. Above the sketchy base, there was a spindly frame that I remember looking like the beginnings of a chicken hutch or a improvised washing line. "Can I have a jacket, please?" That was me asking. "Can I have a jacket, please?" A life jacket. I ran back to the little building, picked up a life jacket, and then whilst we waited to board, I stood staring out to sea, like, how the hell did this even happen? I remember thinking, if this boat sinks, this is it. There's no life brigade. This thing probably is the life brigade boat. But everyone else on the boat was absolutely fine, to the point where there was actual smiles and chatter. It was way too late to turn back now. We got to the boat, and I remember clocking that the driver, the pilot, the captain, admiral, whatever, of the craft, had a really weird looking pendant hanging from a string necklace around his neck. I thought nothing much of it at this point and sat down. The sea was rough. It looked okay before we were on the boat. However, once we had gone out a bit, it really started to lurch around. The boat did in the water. I was trying to use my car journey technique to avoid seasickness, facing as best I could in the direction of travel and looking out to the horizon. This might have helped a bit, but the battle was futile. The sickness was winning. We swayed in all directions, up, down, left, right, all while pushing on forwards. After a short while the skipper's pendant began to make noises and vibrate, he pulled it down from his chest and up to his ear, and it wasn't just a wacky trinket, it was his phone, concealed inside a condom, tied around his neck with string. What an absolute champ. I hadn't seen that much ingenuity with a condom since the balloon animal incident of 2010. Now, I've totally forgotten what the balloon animal incident of 2010 is. Oh, well, that's a shame. If anyone remembers that, let me know. The balloon animal incident of 2010. Anyway, yeah. He pulled the condom away from his ear. Sorry for those that have just tuned in. And points with a full stretched arm. "Dolphins this way." The boat rocked more than ever. My stomach was not in a good way. All I could hear clearly was the thrashing of the little motor and the sea crashing all around and the excited yelps of everyone else on the boat. It was a false alarm. There were no dolphins. And again, the condom phone was raised to the ear of the captain, and we started making ways for a new spot. And after sort of repeating that and trying a few places to no avail, things were not looking good. The constant motion of the seesawing boat and the seesaws in all directions had pushed me to the edge. I couldn't hold it anymore. My face had turned a mixture of white and green. We all knew what was coming. I turned around so that my head was facing into the water, and I just waited. It was dreadful, truly dreadful, and there was nothing I could do about it. Now, I haven't stated there, but that actually sounds a bit like I could have been like nearly shitting myself as well as nearly puking. But anyway, so how many minutes until we're back on land, Bailey? Matt Bailey. And of course he didn't know. Like, how would he? But I kept just saying, how many minutes, Bailey? How many minutes? But all we knew at this point was that dolphins were potentially close, and that there was absolutely no way that we were going to return to land without having seen them. And it's at this point in the story that I usually get carried away. It's the good bit that involves actual puke and dolphins all at the same time. One time, I even went as far as to say that a dolphin rose from the water just as I was being sick, and there was a slow motion vomit to face moment. Ooh, echo! Lovely. One time I even went as far as to say that a dolphin rose from the water just as I was being sick, and there was a slow motion vomit to face moment, resulting in the dolphin staring solemnly at me with judging eyes. But the real story is that I was just sick into the water a lot, to the point where I felt like I was inside out. My eyes bulged red and tears spilled down my dopey face. And then, whilst the sick was still fresh in the water, a dolphin swam through it. Not as cool a story, but still catastrophic for human-dolphin relations. I manoeuvred myself back to face into the boat, instead of being strong and sitting for the journey back. I opted to lie fetal on the floor, the poop deck, in all of the gunk. I imagine that to everyone around me, I looked like one of those alien toys that people used to try and breed, or a silly hot mess that was quite literally way out of his depth. We made it back to land. What a feeling! I paced off down the beach a little, vomited again, scooped up some sand, covered the vomit, and then passed out. Oh, let me get these cars go by. Bloody hell. It's like nearly 11. Anyway, and then passed out. After a couple of minutes, everything was okay. My stomach felt better. Woo! And the fact that I'd just seen dolphins in the wild just started to sink in. So despite the seasickness and being apprehensive at first, I look back at this moment really, really fondly and would recommend it in a heartbeat. Although I didn't swim with the dolphins, I'll save that story for another time. Just to see beautiful animals in the wild is an experience that will stay with me forever. Take my advice, however, when you go, take seasickness pills. I didn't know that they existed at this point. And no matter how bad it gets, don't let pictures like this, like this one below, me at my finest, leak out on the internet. And then there's there's a picture of my sweet hiney sort of hanging over the edge of the boat. There's another version of that picture with Matt Bailey, and he's absolutely loving life. Just buy it. I'll dig that one out and I'll put those all on the Instagram, which is at TimbitsPo. But yeah, that's a nice place to wrap up, I think, because for some reason there's so many cars. I can't. But yeah, anyway, thanks for listening. As always, you're a bloody beaut. Loved your company. Let's take a second to let's take a big breath in and release. Lovely stuff. Anyway, to get involved, send a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com, or put a 5-star review on Apple, or both, or neither, or all of the above, whatever tickles your fancy. Hey, cool. Right, I'm gonna cut it there.
What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar.